Hi, everyone. Welcome to Space Industry News Podcast. This is podcast number one, and today I'd like to talk about the Cassini mission and its discovery of an ocean under the moon Enceladus. Researchers at NASA have found that the magnitude of the moon's very slight wobble as it orbits around Saturn can account for its outer ice shell. It's not frozen solid to its interior, meaning a global ocean must be present. This is really cool. Now, Cassini in the past has detected that there was a lens-shaped body of water under the moon's southern polar region, but new gravity data collected from the spacecraft after several close passes it supports the possibility that the sea might be global. Now, Peter Thomas, he's a Cassini imaging team member at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, stated that this was a hard problem that required years of observations and calculations involving a diverse collection of disciplines, but we are confident we finally got it right. And Cassini, participating scientist at the SETI Institute in Mountain View, California, he's also a co-author of the paper, states that if the surface and core were rigidly connected, the core would provide so much dead weight, the wobble would be far smaller than we observe it to be, and that this proves that there must be a global layer of liquid separating the surface from the core. And Carolyn Porco, she's a Cassini imaging team lead at the SSI in Boulder, Colorado, said that this is a major step beyond what we understood about this moon before, and it demonstrates the kind of deep dive discoveries we can make with long-lived orbiter missions to other planets. Cassini is scheduled to make a closer flyby of the moon on October 28th of this year in the mission's deepest ever dive through the moon's active plume of icy material. The spacecraft will pass 30 miles or 49 kilometers above the moon's surface, gathering much more data. In 2014, scientists discovered that there was a regional sea, and most recently, in 2015, they shared the results that suggest hydrothermal activity is taking place on the ocean floor. Could there be life on this icy moon? I guess we're just going to have to wait to find out. This has been Space Industry News. You can catch us on Twitter at Space Ind News. That's Space IND News. And you can catch us on our website at spaceindustrynews.com. Thanks for listening.